argument is Nation versus American Capital, Mr. Pawlowski.
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Brad Pawlowski. I represent Jim Nation, the appellant in the matter. He comes before Your Honor appealing the district court's grant of summary judgment on his claims for tortious interference with a contract. Jim worked for Spring Air Mattress and ended his employment there as president and CEO. In 2007, that company was effectively bought out by financiers. As that process went through, the defendant, American Capital, became involved. Mr. Nation negotiated a severance agreement in which he was to be paid approximately $1.25 million over time. As he left, Spring Air paid that to the tune of about $836,000 until about July 2008. At that point, American Capital was the major shareholder and had infused itself into the boardroom. It had also infused itself into every other aspect of Spring Air's operations. There were seven seats on the board of directors, and by late 08 and early 09, after putting about $15 million into the company, American Capital had four of the seven board seats. They also shared an office in Spring Air's headquarters in Tampa, Florida. There was daily reports from Spring Air to the American Capital people in that office on financials. The American Capital people went...
So was the owner.
Judge, that's the crux of this matter, is were they the owner or were they a competing creditor? And the reason...
They were the owner. They were both.
And
certainly the owner.
Being both is important, Judge, because... What we're dealing with is American...
You treat them as one company. You say at one point they're indistinguishable, don't you?
They were Spring Air for the purposes of...
Right. Okay. So if Spring Air reneges on a contract, that's not interference with a contract. That's breach of contract.
I agree, Judge. And we originally sued Spring Air before they went to bankruptcy for that breach of contract. The difference in this case becomes... Can American Capital be the largest creditor of Spring Air and also be Spring Air? And the privileges
why
that...
Why not?
They might be, Judge.
The creditor takes over. That's very common.
They might very well be, but the debt was still outstanding.
Bankruptcy.
American Capital was still operating as their major creditor from their own headquarters in Maryland. And the privileges that you're trying to assert don't deal with...
Of course, if you're a creditor... One thing you might try to do is take over your debtor. Take over the debtor, and then you try to cut his debts.
You might, Judge. But there's an inherent conflict that the privileges that are asserted...
What's the conflict?
The conflict is...
Well, Spring Air and American Capital want to reduce Spring Air's debts. So they breach contracts.
Spring Air would want to reduce its debt to survive and grow profitable. American Capital... may very well want to reduce Spring Air's debts to make good on their investment.
They have a commonality of interests, right?
They don't,
American
Judge.
Capital wants to get its money back, and to do that, it has to save Spring Air, and to save Spring Air, it has to cut Spring Air's debts.
At what cost, though, Judge? What's the intent? To save Spring Air's debts to repay them? Or to save Spring Air's debts to grow Spring Air in Spring Air's own interest. That's the conflict that the privileges don't resolve in this matter. If they were just a creditor...
What the difference is, since American Capital owns Spring Air, you said American Capital is Spring Air. What's the room for a conflict of interest?
Well, they don't wholly own Spring Air. There were still other large investors that they were accountable.
Shareholders and so on, but it's very common to have an owner... who owns less than all the entire stock of the subsidiary. And but anyway, what's wrong, forgetting whether they're two companies or one company, what is wrongful? You have an investment in the company that's broke, and you start terminating its contracts in order to minimize its debts and maximize your recovery. Why is that wrongful behavior?
Well, it's wrongful, Judge, because of the way that this factual scenario played out. They started.
If you were American Capital, what would you do with Spring Air?
I don't think I would have invested $15 million in a failing company, for one, Judge. But
that's changing the assumption. Suppose you bought Spring Air, you thought it was, you know, a good company, you were wrong, now you're stuck with this, you have a big investment. What do you do?
Well, it's what they did that's actually telling as it plays on with the facts. There were also three other similar employment contracts that were terminated the same time as Mr. Nation.
They're tiny.
Well, the one was $235,000.
No,
that's half of Nation's.
Less. They owe him $400,000. Also, he's got a nice job now, right? So you could see how they would think in terms of, you know, good relations with people in the industry. We're not going to cut down the little guys. Maybe they don't have jobs. But this fellow has a good job, and he got $800,000, which is non-trivial. So we'll cut his. They have to cut their debts.
Well, the timing, Joe.
What debts do you want them to cut?
The timing is telling,
Joe. Well, if they broke another contract of Spring Air's, would that also be intentional interference?
It depends on if the American Capital people were directly involved with saying there's a market disruption if we breach Jim, if we let Jim Nation go away from his non-compete.
I'm not talking about Nation. I'm saying, is American Capital, in your view, precluded from ordering Spring Air to terminate any contract? Is any such order an interference with contract?
Judge, under these scenarios, I believe they would be open to that type of analysis. If Spring Air...
How do you deal with debts? You invest in a company. Company has huge debts. You can't do anything about it? What's the sense of that?
They did. They filed bankruptcy, Judge. They avoid what American Capital attempted to do was protect themselves in all aspects by saying we are a creditor on equal footing with Mr. Nation, so you can't come after us. We are also in the boardroom. We are officers and directors with privileges, so you can't come after us that way. We can do whatever we want with anyone that's affiliated with Spring Air.
Who's coming after? I don't understand. Who's coming after you? Who is you?
No liability against any decisions that American Capital is making based on their attempt to have it both ways. They would like to be the creditor on equal footing with every other creditor, so they're not, in their view, exposed to liability for tortious interference. And they are also claiming protection based on the officers and directors' protection for making business judgment decisions. If they have both of those protections, there's an inherent conflict of interest there. They are only making decisions for themselves as opposed to Spring Air. An officer or director makes a decision.
Are you saying that it was not in the advantage of Spring Air to renege on this contract?
What I'm saying, Judge, is there's There's at least a question.
You answer my question. Was it to the disadvantage of Spring Air to cancel this $400,000 debt?
It depends on how this... Well, no, Judge, it was not.
No,
because
it was
they filed
not.
Bankruptcy.
So everything that happened here was in the interest of Spring Air as well as American Capital. So where is the conflict of interest?
The conflict becomes, Judge, is American Capital. There's at least a question as to what American Capital's intent was in making these decisions.
But Spring Air would have done the same thing. So why do we care what American Capital's...
We don't know if Spring Air would have done the same
thing. Of course it would have. You just said so.
Mr. Nation's...
Spring Air is broke, and they owe $400,000. They have an executory contract for $400,000 to someone who isn't working for them anymore. In fact, working for a competitor. So, of course, they're not going to pay it.
And they went ahead and paid the other three, though, Your Honor.
Of course, because the others are not competitors, and the amount of money is much smaller.
But in doing so, in paying the...
You don't have any evidence that Spring Air is doing something that it wouldn't have done if it hadn't been controlled by American Capital.
They filed bankruptcy, Judge, so we're not able to produce any of that evidence because the company went under only because of American Capital's control and decisions.
Wouldn't have gone bankrupt except for American Capital?
If American Capital hadn't been controlling and putting in all this money, I don't know what anyone else would have done differently or not, Judge. We're given the facts that we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Pawlowski. Mr. Nagorski?
May it please the Court, this Court should affirm the District Court's grant of summary judgment to American Capital. In granting summary judgment to American Capital, the District Court assumed that American Capital induced Spring Air to breach the severance agreement with Mr. Nation, but held that Mr. Nation had failed to show an existence of a genuine factual dispute as to whether such interference was unjustified. This Court should affirm the District Court's grant of summary judgment either on the same basis, the lack of proof of unjustified interference, or alternatively on the basis that Nation failed to even raise a genuine issue of material fact as to whether American Capital interfered with the contract at all. Turning to the issue of unjustified interference, this involves two questions. The first is whether there was a privilege. The second is whether Nation had produced sufficient evidence to overcome that conditional privilege. First, under Illinois law, there can be no dispute that American Capital enjoyed such a privilege. It is undisputed that it was the majority shareholder, and it was also undisputed that it was a major creditor. Illinois courts have recognized the privilege in both of these instances.
What is the privilege?
The privilege is to act to protect an interest which is greater to or equal.
Why would that justify any interference with contract? You'd never do it unless you anticipated an advantage.
That is correct. The privilege is the privilege in the context of an owner running a company or being involved in a company is that it is privileged to bring about a breach of the corporation's contract if it is consistent with the interest that gives rise to the privilege, which in this case is the protection of American Capital's investment in Spring Air and also the investment of other shareholders. And ultimately, the hope was that this company would survive, and that would be to the advantage of all stakeholders in the company, including creditors like Mr. Nation. So under Illinois law, which has recognized this privilege, American Capital.
Well, what if American Capital said to Nation, "Well, we're ordering Spring Air to cut off your $400,000 unpaid balance because we think the contract violated the statute of frauds." Suppose that's phony. But they're doing it for the same reason they did it here, in order to protect their investment. Now, would that be within the privilege?
In that situation, Your Honor, there might be an issue if they were providing a pretextual reason or using improper means.
An issue?
I think ultimately, Your Honor,
obviously, that's not within the privilege.
Right.
So there must be something about some. In the definition of the privilege, which looks at the nature of the interference, right? The interference has to be in some way proper.
Correct.
It can't just be a reason for it. There has to be. So do the cases discuss that? What is a proper exercise of this privilege?
A proper exercise would be, a reason that is consistent with the interest that gives the right to the privilege and is also not solely to harm Mr. Nation, and also not using any sort of improper or illegal means. And in this case, Mr. Nation himself at his deposition admitted that he was aware of no reason why American Capital would have any malice towards him. There's no evidence that there was malice towards Mr. Nation by American Capital. There's no evidence of any improper or illegal means or any pretextual reason. And in fact, what the evidence shows is that American Capital's actions were actually consistent with its interest in preserving Spring Air, which was consistent with the interest of Spring Air as the as a company. In fact, it was part of a series of decisions that were aimed at preserving cash for essential operations. In fact, in Mr. Nation's summary judgment brief, this is what he said. He said, when American Capital discovered it had invested heavily in a dying company, it did everything it could to save whatever of its investment was left, which meant cutting spending everywhere, i.e., there was no attempt to target Mr. Nation, no malice, including Nation's severance agreement. So to save the company, spending was cut everywhere, including Mr. Nation's severance agreement.
So is Nation a creditor of the bankrupt, an unsecured creditor of the bankrupt?
I think the bankruptcy, I believe, is now of Spring Air is over. I'm not sure whether Mr. Nation filed
a creditor in that.
I'm not sure whether he filed
But American Capital was a creditor, wasn't it?
American Capital was a creditor. American Capital ultimately, unfortunately for it, lost millions of dollars, despite the fact that it put millions of dollars into this company to try to save it. So for the reasons cited by the district court, that if American Capital had been involved in this decision, the decision plainly falls within the privilege, we would ask that this court affirm the grant of summary judgment. In our briefs, we also set forth the lack of evidence to even show a question of whether American Capital interfered in the first place. And we would just stand on our briefs for that second argument. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Nagorski. Mr. Pawlowski, do you have anything further?
Briefly, Your Honors, counsel referenced the exact issue that we had argued in our briefs. The question before the district court and before Your Honors, as we present in the conflict of interest, is did they make a decision by using improper means and not solely to harm Mr. Nation? And I think, as we set forth below and before Your Honors in our briefs, is there's at least questions of fact that a reasonable jury could find that in paying the other three contract holders after they had stopped all four of them at the same time, and with the emails going back and forth noting that Mr. Nation could cause a disruption in the market of over $300,000, that question needs to at least be posed to a trier of fact as to whether things were
done. Was Nation a creditor in the Spring Air bankruptcy?
I believe he did file a claim, Judge.
Did he get anything?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, well, thank you very much to both counsel, and the court will be in recess until 9:30 tomorrow.